Happy Thursday, pretty lady. I am so psyched you're here. We're talking about slip-ups today on the show and how they're not give-ups. Slip-ups are slip-ups. Slip-ups happen. Recovery isn't perfect and it's not linear. And slip-ups in recovery are bound to happen. And the more that we can get real and get present with that, the better. Because this illusion of a perfect recovery journey, this illusion of black and white keeps so many folks, maybe even yourself right now, trapped in thinking that it's just too hard for you. So today I want to talk about how slip-ups aren't give-ups. And you, sis, you are allowed to slip up. Let's just not allow it to make you give up. Here we go. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. All right, lady, I hope you are ready for a fire episode today because I get fired up when I'm talking about slip-ups. I had so many slip-ups in my recovery journey, so many setbacks, so many difficulties, so many challenges. And in the moment, it felt like the end of the world. In the moment, it felt like I was never going to get to where I needed to go. In the moment, I felt like a failure. I felt like a slip up. And today I'm going to talk to you about how if you're slipping up, it's not time to give up. It's not time to throw in the towel. The truth is that the problem isn't the slip up. The problem is thinking that if you can't do recovery perfectly, if you can't show up every single day with your A game ready, then you shouldn't do it at all. And this can keep so many people trapped in this unhealthy relationship with food and your body. Because you feel like if I'm gonna recover from this, if I'm gonna go all in, then I cannot go back at all. And a slip up is just a blunder. It's a mistake. It's a small informal oversight. Okay. So it's not a full blown relapse. It's not that we're going back to being 100% entrenched in the eating disorder because you're different, especially if you've been listening to this show and you're in this place of acceptance, like you know that you are living with something that is so imperative to recover from. And you want that way out, you want that open door, but it just feels hard. That's a lot different. That's a different place to be living in than this place of denial. And there's a lot of phases that we go through recovery, and I talk about these regularly on the show, but there is no returning to who you were before the illness, okay? So kind of getting that thought out of your head of, I just need to go back to how I was before I became anorexic, or I just need to go back to how I was before I became bulimic. There is no going back. So you don't merely recover. It's not a destination. You actually have to reinvent yourself. And that's going to require doing something differently and changing. And that is going to lead to slipping up. So before you were in that denial phase, now you're in an awareness phase. You're no longer living with this filter of there's not a problem. And so you're going to have times where you are slipping up. You're going to have times where you're missing a meal. You're going to have times where that voice inside of your head tells you that you don't deserve to eat right now. You're going to have times where you decide not to make a choice versus any choice. You're going to have times where you're counting calories or labels. You're going to have times where something triggers you and it pulls you right back into the tangled web of the disordered mess. How you get back on track is what is going to set you up for success. But developing this acceptance mindset is so important. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about with you today. Because this situation, sis, it's only temporary. I know when we're living in it, we feel like it is the end all be all, But you haven't failed at anything. You're just learning. You're just collecting data. It's okay to feel feelings. If I feel like I failed, then I can use that as an opportunity for my growth. I can deal with the feel. I want you to deal with the feel. Where in your life have you dealt with difficult situations that have nothing to do with this topic and survived? I want you to put on this mindset, this strength that's inside of you, that you're not going to stress over what you can't change. And you can't go backwards. So let's say you have a slip up in your recovery. Let's say you have a day where you're like, I don't want to eat anything, or I want to restrict everything. I know what I should do. I know what my therapist tells me to do. I know what my dietitian tells me to do. I know what my coach is saying, and yet I don't do it. Or if you're not working with a professional, maybe you're coming into my world and you constantly feel like you're slipping up, and you know, you're aware that this is messing with your life and you want change in your life, but yet you don't do the thing. That doesn't mean it's time to give up. That doesn't mean it's time to surrender. It means that you can't go backwards. You're only going forwards. And recovery will require a special tango. I want you to try this on today. I should expect change to be hard. My past isn't my potential. I should expect slip-ups. Sister, growing is going to feel like breaking at first. Do you know how many slip-ups I had when I was in recovery? Do you know how many days that I had of doubt and despair? It's okay. I'm still here now. I'm still here to tell you that that's part of the process. But going into it as though a slip up is a give up, it's time to just be done because you can't do this, is not even giving yourself the chance to show up for who you're meant to be. Avoiding all or nothing thinking is so important because you can't recover without slips. We're not talking full-blown relapses, but slips. Slips are completely different. And they're completely different for each of us. So maybe it's missing a snack for you. Maybe it's turning back to an unhealthy behavior, like you're over-exercising more frequently now. You're counting calories today. You promised yourself you wouldn't weigh yourself, but there you are. You're reading a label and you told yourself you weren't going to do it. A slip-up brings you backwards in the moment. And I wish I could underscore this over and over and over. A slip-up is just a setback in the moment. It's not permanent. It's not all or nothing. But in the moment is so much different than staying there in the disorder. And when you give up, you're actually staying in the disorder. I want you to go back if you haven't listened to episode 33 of the show, because it's going to give you so much inspiration. This is one of the top most downloaded episodes. You are not a quitter. The two important questions to ask yourself when freedom seems too hard. Because the slip-ups are the greatest setup for your recovery. A slip-up simply means that there is proof here that you are trying and you're not doing it perfectly. Guess what? A perfect recovery simply doesn't exist. I wish I could tell you that every single day I showed up. I had positive intent. Every single day I gave my body compassion. Every single day I gave myself grace. Every single day I chose to do the next right thing. I wish I could tell you that that was true. The hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life is recover from an eating disorder. And every day was hard. There was hard in every day, but that's okay. Because you're in the moment, and the moment is temporary, and the temporary passes. And what the eating disorder mind wants you to believe is that it's permanent. Because that will lead to discouragement, and that will lead to doubt. And that is the perfect equation for quitting. If you can take discouragement and place it in your heart and in your path, and you can give yourself that doubt, you will quit. That's because you lose confidence, so you become discouraged, like this isn't for me. And then you mix that with this uncertainty of, why did I think I could do this in the first place? This is who I am. I'm always going to be like this. And this equates to giving up. This turns into a defeated mindset. I want you to just flip it on its head. Give yourself some acceptance to get back on track. Armor up for slip-ups. Name your weakness, define what's triggering you, and set healthy personal boundaries for yourself. when I feel triggered because I'm comparing myself to someone else, or I feel like I'm out of control in my life because everyone around me is doing things and I want to control it, and my tendency is to turn to food. Instead, even though I might have a slip up, even though I might restrict breakfast, even though I might sit with those thoughts and let her tell me lies, what can I do instead? I can decide how I'm going to respond to a slip, right? You can decide how you're going to respond to a slip up. The world isn't over. You haven't failed. You can choose to live for a moment in the shame and in that guilt, wishing that you didn't do the thing you did, wishing you were better. And then you can forge ahead knowing you aren't a slip up. You aren't bad. You're not a mistake just because you made one. You aren't meant to be perfect. A perfect recovery simply doesn't exist. And what I want to share with you to really hit this one home today is that you need to give yourself a time to forgive yourself. Stay committed for the long haul. How long have you been struggling with a disordered relationship with food? How long? Like, name your number. Name your number. Maybe it's a year. Maybe it's 5 years. Maybe it's 20 years. If you were to tell someone in your life that came to you that's been struggling with this for a decade, you're not allowed to have a day where you slip up. You're not allowed to have a day where that voice comes into your mind and takes over. And if you do, you have to quit. Like, how would that feel? That would feel insane, right? But yet we do that in our own minds. Sis, I want you to forgive yourself. You have gone through a lot of ish to get here. You have. I want you to sit with yourself. I want you to process everything. I want you to think. I want you to journal. I want you to hug yourself. I want you to allow yourself to be, sit in the stuck. Sit in it. And then you know what we're going to do? We are going to be prepared that that slip up is going to happen. And it's going to be the greatest setup and proof that you are putting one foot in front of the other. And then we're gonna dust it off. We're gonna straighten your crown and do the next right thing. When you're feeling like recovery is hard, when you are feeling the difficulty and the world's weight on your shoulders, when you're feeling like you want this so badly, you can feel it in your bones and you want it, but you're scared. And then you do something great. You have a wonderful day. You're proud of the work that you're doing and the commitment that you have in getting healthier for yourself and your family. But then you have a hard day and you're down and you're sad and you're feeling like a loser and you're not sure that you'll ever get ahead. I want you to remember what I'm talking about right now. The problem isn't the slip up. The problem isn't the mistake. The mistake is thinking that you can do this perfectly or you shouldn't do it at all. That's the mistake. That's that faulty thinking. Recovery isn't returning to who you were before your illness. So stop thinking that's where you have to return to. There isn't going back from here. We're only moving forward. You are reinventing what that looks like. It's okay to not know yet. You're different than you were before because guess what? You're actually doing the thing. So slip-ups are bound to happen. I want you, sis, to go out into the world today. Find some time to honor yourself. Setbacks come from discouragement and doubt. Quitting comes from discouragement and doubt. But the only way that you lose here, the only way that you quit here is if you decide to stop. No one knows how long it's going to take for you on your journey. But how bad do you want freedom? How bad? This situation today, it's only temporary. And the more setbacks you have, the more setups you'll gain. Because you're learning and you're growing. And it's important to remind yourself in that moment that I can be in the gray right now. I don't have to live in this black and white, this cloud of confusion, this perfection that I've told myself, that standard I've set for myself, you don't have to live there. I want you to armor up for your slip-ups. I want you to label your weakness. What is that thing? When you're feeling triggered, I want you to plan ahead for it. Decide how you're going to respond if you slip up. The world isn't over. You haven't failed. You're a queen of your own destiny. And sis, I want you to remind yourself of that today. So put your head up high and know that you're worthy of recovery, and every slip up that you have is just preparing you for the greatest setup of your future self. I hope you have a fantastic week. We're getting ready to head out for spring break. I am going to be dropping the usual episodes so we don't miss a beat here on the show. But I just want you to know, as I'm out in nature, as I'm out hanging with my kids in the mountains, doing something super fun, I'm going to be thinking about you, praying for you, and hoping that if you're in this place right now where you feel like you need that accountability and support, that you reach out. Reach out to a friend, reach out to a loved one, reach out to me. You can find me at info@lindsaynichol.com. I would so love to hear from you. I would love to hear how this show is blessing you. I would love to hear what you want to hear on the show. And I would love to help support you on your recovery journey. We can set up time to chat about that too. There's going to be so much happening over in the Facebook community at herbestselfsociety.com. You're not going to want to miss it. I've got some goodies coming. We're even going to be doing a live session pretty soon to help support you with where you are in your journey. So I can't wait to share all those details for you. But for today, take this away that you can do the hard things. You are doing the hard things because you, my friend, are a warrior and you aren't a quitter. I love you, girl, and I'll talk to you real soon. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show. And I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.